じゃないですか。
And anybody looking to come, come join the Chaguras, the Chavusas, whatever they may be looking for. I'll pass it up to the database for them.
והמשפוטים אשר ציב השם הלכים ועצמם ואף אתו אמור לי כי הלכס הפסח הם עסקים לך הפסח הפקימו עוד המפורשים talk about what is פשט אף אתו אמור לי כי הלכס הפסח חוף הדמיין Like the Ilchus HaPesach. Why is it that we pick the halacha? What is the meaning in Emaftir and Posh the Pshat? All the halachas till the last Mishnah. The Chof HaDimyan needs the Pshat. Maybe we can offer up the Drush HaPshat, but the Ikir is the limit in the Yon that we're going to talk about. Another question about the Yom Tov of Pesach. Ask why all the Yom Tov is a mitzvah of Simcha. Torah Gosh stresses by other Yom Tovim the Inyan of Simcha. At Pesach we don't find that the Torah Gosh stresses Simcha befrat miyuchid on the Yom Tov of Pesach. One of the chukas of Pesach, as the Torah Gdesha calls it, when the Torah Gdesha says, Ve'etzam le'tzish berubay. When you eat the Korban Pesach, one is not allowed to break a bone. Chinuch writes, what does the Torah want when the Torah says that you shouldn't break a bone? Chinuch, that the Beis Aaron writes, every person should have a copy of it. Every person should be matik it and have it by him because you say that you say this. Chinuch talks about Odom Nifal Kefipu Loisov. A person is affected by the things that he does. A person says the Chinuch that will work with Edola people. He could be to come from the worst background. But if we work with people that are the cheretz and balimidis tevis, and the work that it does is the aid of the work, will automatically get mushpa by it. And chas v'shalom the other way. The person that is the most aid of the person, and he works with something that is not able, or with people that are not able, that alone could change him. Adam nifal kefipu eloisav. But the Heilige Chinuch, the Eibush that wanted to teach Klal Yisrael who they are and what they are, a Ben Melech doesn't break bones. A Kelev eats bones. But the Chinuch, the Eibush that wanted that a person should eat the Korban Pesach, the Etzem, the Tzish Berubay, to teach a person who he is and to teach a person what he is. The person should realize that he's a Ben Melech. The person should realize his chshivus and not become mushpa by the inyonim of gashmius, to do them in an oifen that will lower him, in an oifen that will take him down. Chinuch that teaches us dvarim niflaim. The truth of the matter is, Amalek and Satan, our thieves that we ask the dirt before us, where does it say? And I heard from my father, Chayim Barach, in 15 Shulchan Aruch. He said, Afi Chelke HaShulchan Aruch. What's this fifth Chelik of Shulchan Aruch? What does this Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch state, Ein Simen mit Ein Sif. Bonim Atem Lashem Elekeichem. So the Agalsa Shulchan Aruch that says in one passage of the Torah, a person is a Ben Melech. And a Ben Melech has a different Hanaga. You don't have to tell a Ben Melech what yes and what not, because a Ben Melech knows his chshivus. And when a person knows his chshivus of a Ben Melech, then there's a whole list of things that you don't have to explain it. The Rabbi Rabbanim of Peshischa said a moshul, a double nifla admiyet. There were three people that were put into a bird. Two of them were chachomim, one of them was a nah. Prison was a dungeon, a deep bird, dark. Not only were they in a bird, but those who imprisoned them, every single day let down food, different packaging, a different way where you find the utensils. It took a lot of avodah to realize how to open it in the dark and how to find the food. The one that wasn't smart between the three had no idea how to work about it, how to find the food. One of the three, one the chacham, every day taught him how to open the package, where to find the opening, every day differently. The other one didn't help. After a few weeks, he lost his patience and told the third person, you see that every single day I take time out. Teach the other one, why don't you help me? Answer is the third person, you don't see I'm making with a little hole. Is this little hole that I'm digging every day a little bit more, I'll bring in a ray of light. And if I bring in a ray of light, you won't have to teach him. So I'll be able to see what to do. There's two ways to learn Yiddishkeit. There's a way to learn Yiddishkeit, Dr. Rabbi Rabbonim. Today you'll tell him this you're not allowed to. Tomorrow you'll tell him this you're not allowed to. And you won't end the long list of what you're not allowed to do. And you'll get tired of explaining it, and the person will get tired of that what yes and what not. Oh, but there's a ray of light that you bring into a person to realize, Ich bin Ayit, Ich bin a Rebbeinu Shalom, a kind. And a Rebbeinu Shalom, a child, Ayit, doesn't he doesn't play with the mud of the world. He doesn't let himself down to the silliness of what the world plays with. Because he's somebody else. That light doesn't need to have a long list of you don't do. Because once you understand that light, everything is clear for you. That it's kashmish for you. It's not for you. Terach Hashem taught us by Yitzis Mitzrayim who we are. That's the first lesson, who we are. The Heilige Rebbe of Beis Yisrael talks in Parshas Bei, Edom Nifla. What's the first thing you teach a Yid? You can make a whole long list, everybody will write something else. But not what the Terach Hashem writes. Ve'kocha Teichlu, I say. The first thing we were taught to be eaten is, how do the Yid eat? Because of Teichu, I say. That's so important. That's the first thing you teach a Yid is because of Teichu, I say. Yeah. Yeah. The Edelkeit of a Yid. Because of Teichu, I say. How a Yid eats. How a Yid does Gashmi is. What kind of oifen he eats. That's the first lesson of a Yid. Because the first lesson of a Yid is to change Yid's Ashkofa, to know who he is and what he is, to know that he's a Ben Melech, and a Ben Melech doesn't do things that the world does. Thus, in the extra lesson that Klal Yisrael learned, Tosfos says in the name of the Yishalmi, why is Pesach Nechal al Seva? What is the reason for it? So Tosfos, because when you eat al Seva, you won't break bones. Together from the etzem loisishvurubay. The Chacham asks, Ma'a Eidus v'achukim v'amishpotim. Tell me the thread that connects the Eidus and Chukim and Mishpotim. What do they want from me? What is the tachlis of them? It says in Zohar HaKadosh, the mitzvahs are eaten, the mitzvahs are eitzes. I heard from my Baruch and Abraham, the Zohar HaKadosh is a pasuk, David HaMelech calls the mitzvahs Anshei Atzosi. The Rambam says of the Tzmura says that mitzvahs come from the Goydel HaEitzo. The Tfer Shloim asks, eitzes for what? For what are the eitzes? For which union are the eitzes? That's what the Chacham is asking. Ma'a Eidus v'achukim v'amishpotim. What does the Eishta want from us? What is the underlying factor that the Eishta wants from the Chukim v'amishpotim? Zog min the Chacham, Ki Eilcha Yisra HaPetach. Just like the Eilcha Yisra HaPetach of Eim Achtir Nach HaPetach HaMikoyman are here to watch that you shouldn't come to break a bone. To watch you, that you should stay a ben melech, that you shouldn't lower yourself, chas v'sholem, to the way the world lives and the way the world acts. Thus, it's the tachlis of chukim v'mishpotim, to elevate you, to bring you to ba'atim advekim v'ashem elekeichem, chayim kulchem ayim, as the Mashor writes, that mitzvahs are a loshon of tzavsta, a loshon of chibur, a loshon of bringing you to be mechaber you to the Eishnet. Shimshon Pinkus, the Chetzalik, the Beracha, I'm almost sure that that's where I saw it, points out it over Neira at Mient. Why did the Torah ask for Chometz? Chometz is a staple of our life. All the year we can eat Chometz, as the Zohar Kodesh asks. Only in Pesach we can eat Chometz. It's not a Dover Asher, it's not Chelev, it's not Dam, it's not a Dover Achar. So what is the lesson that lies in Chometz? Avshim Shapik is looked at over Nifna. The lesson in Chometz is, Adover HaMutter is not always Mutter. The Dover HaMutter is not always Mutter. It can be Chayef Torres on Adover HaMutter. Those are the lesson of Torres, of Chometz. Stuck in Adover HaMutter. Stuck in the staple of your life. It's stuck in what you eat every day. Of a love dafkir, it's always right. It's canon all time that Dover HaMutter can bring you to Torahs. That's it, a lesson from Pesach. If you want to know what the Yontif of Pesach is, the Yontif of Pesach is a bracha. Yidn Emonsi was Eichem to have a malach and a kim in between them until a week ago. I don't know how many of you realized that every single day you could have heard a Yid make a beracha. That those who were zeichet to hear it, it entered the neshama when the religious rebbe zeichet tzadik the kodesh of the beracha made peches hashacha every day, and he said the shelo yasani goy. It resounded in the whole mismedish, and everybody realized was hech shelo yasani goy. The Yid HaKodesh of Peshitzchem said that a Yid should have a smile on his face from the morning till at night, only from the Beracha of Shalei Sani Goy alone. Yid HaKadosh said it when the Goy was a refined Goy, when the Goy was an edel Goy, when the Goy was not polished at least to the eyes of a person. And still, about the Shalai Sani Goy, if an Ayid, if a different world than him. That's the Simcha of Ayid. Today, when the Eishti gave us such Siyat and the Shemayim, he took the Goy and showed you what he is. We look at the world, is that the Soyin, Rechman of the Son, as our politic world? Let's change the look at the world. As Siyat and the Shemayim, the Eishti took the Goy and showed you. Don't make a mistake, I'm going to show you who he is. I'm going to undress him, I'm going to show you his galsa gemeikai, his galsa mishigas, how crazy they are. And then you make a shalosh hanigoyim et hazat simcham. This is the line of Pesach. The Torah HaKadosh states, what happened by Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim? Goy mikerav goy. Until we went out of Mitzrayim, we were mikerav goy. We were completely involved in Mitzrayim. We were part of Mitzrayim. What happened when we went out of Mitzrayim? Goy mikerav goy. We became a nation. Maybe the right thing is to say over what it says in Avsham Sofar Hirsch. The Chumash, the Parshat Va'era, I can't say it over as eloquent as it's printed, as it says. I can only say over the Rayim. But every person is required meaning to notice the Shamsul Va'lehish, Yashav Ha'alfach. The fourth lesson of Geula, like Reib, Reib, Rishainim, like all the Rishainim, the only one who holds it, it's not a lesson of Geula, it's a Heilig Gagayim. About the pastors, the fourth lesson of Gula is with a Tachi Eschem Mila Om. It says in a separate pasuk for itself. Yitzi Lachem Leilekim, Zak Yapsam Sof Ahish, Dvorim Neiroim Admiyet. In a passport, there's two things that are written in the world. Not in America, but in most nations. Your nationality and your religion. Your nationality is one thing, your religion is something else. The Kapsham Zavodhesha Yid has no nationality. Because his nationality is also Judaism. For the Kachti Eschem Li La'om, for a nation. If you want to know what your nationality is a Yid. And we all suffer from something called being an American Jew. I'm an American, I'm a Jew, but my religion is Yiddishkeit, but my nationality is I'm an American. Your nationality is a Kevsham Svalish. Remember who's saying this? The Mechaber of Teirim Derech Eretz. The only one who's mapping you to go learn to Hudei Chayim said there is no such thing in the world as an American Jew because your nationality is Yiddishkeit. And he doesn't let you imagine what he means. As a religion is limited to when you do religion. A nationality is 24/7. A nationality is the way you eat and what your pastime is. That's what nationality is. And your nationality is Yiddishkeit. And that's it is Mitzrayim. The Heilige Satmarov, Chuseyav Malenu, asked a simple question. It is Mitzrayim. It is me Mitzrayim. And he answered, no, we didn't go out of Mitzrayim. We took the Mitzrayim out of ourselves. The Mitzrayim that was nivla in us, the Mitzrayim that was ingrained in us from being there so many years by the process of osmosis, it went and became part of us, the mitzvah way of life, but the Malay Aret Isam, as it says in Svarim, the whole land filled them. But the Malay Aret Isam, the Aret filled them, it went into them, the Artsis of Mitzrayim, the Derech of Mitzrayim. That is Yitzias Mitzrayim, to take the Mitzrayim out of ourselves, to take out the Mitzrayim. Doesn't Leila say that? Kabima Tzia, there's no mitzvah of Simcha in the Torah, Leil Pesach or Pesach. Val Tzizogun Yom Radai B'Simcha Shalei Yisani Goy is extra. There's no reason to be Mitzava on it. On the Goy Mikerev Goy, on the Simcha becoming a Yid, of the Shaloi Asani Goy, which is the Simcha of Pesach, of them in Ishdok HaChiv, to tell you to be Simcha. That's the Simcha Be'etzem. That's what Pesach is about. Pesach is about being a Yid, and realizing the Chshivus of a Yid, and realizing the elevation of a Yid, and realizing who a Yid is. There are three Lashonis in the Torah of the Mishnah. Yad HaGdoila, Yad HaChazaka, and Yad Rama. Yitzis Mitzrayim, it says Yad HaChazaka, Yitzis Mitzrayim, it says Yad HaGdoila. It says, Ubnei Yisrael, Yitzim, Yad Rama. Because we know Svarma, we should talk about these three Yadois in a lot of different ways. Let's learn a Rashi together, a Rashi Pashas B'Shalach. Uvnei Yisrael Yeritzim B'Yad Roma, Dr. Rashi, Gevuro, Gevoyo, Umefur Semes. I don't know how one can even touch the Rashi. I never in my life heard of a Gevuro that's Gevoyo. You have Gevuro, Madregis in Gevuro, stronger, more stronger. What does it mean a Gevuro, Gevoyo, a high Gevuro? Shteitin Rashi Adover Neira. What's called Gevuro? Gevuro is when you can fight a battle hand on hand. Hand by hand battle, everybody knows, has to opponents. There's no way that you can fight a battle hand by hand and somebody won't fall apart. But when you are above the enemy and you are in control over the enemy, you stand above him and you attack him from above and he can't reach you, you are on a different playing field than him, then you won the Malchama. Yad Rama means there is no way in the world that one can live on the same playing field as the world and win the Milchama. If you're going to live the playing field of the world and say, I'm going to be misgaber, you're going to have hand-to-hand fighting, you're going to fight this tumah of the world and be on the same playing field. Thus, Kedish game. You know what works? The Eish is up to Bnei Yisrael, Yaitz and the other Roma, the Gevura is because they're Gevoya, because they're higher in the world. The Eish was Ato, Bachatonu, Mikol HaAmen, Veroi Mamtonu. The Eish picked us up above the world. Thus it is Mitzrayim, you're above the world. The world can't reach you, the world can't touch you, the world can't have an effect on you because you're above the world. Dose Pesach, Rambam Tonu, Hayid walked into the Heilige Chasnish, Motze Pesach, and he didn't have a smile on his face. But the Chasnish and Gizok, yesterday he said out of a Chatonu, and today he's not smiling. Dose the Simcha for Hayid, the Ashaboch Abonu, the Atom Chatonu, the Rambam Tonu. That's ultimate Simcha, that we're above everybody, we're higher than everybody, we're made up of a different stuck in everybody. That's the Yontif in Pesach. That's that Yontif. That's the lesson that a person has to remember. That we're different, that we're made up of different schayra, and we're higher in the world. We're B'nei Malachim. Realizing that we're B'nei Malachim. Bonim Atem and Hashem Elekechem, does it the Aleph Beis from Haid? Says Noer Chaim HaKadosh, says Rechevetz Hashem, Shabbos Peites Amid Beis, Mikzis Shvach HaShalodom, Befonov, Ein Eurim Kuloi, Befonov, you only say Mikzis Shvach HaShalodom. So the Chaim HaKadosh, when the Eish did not call Israel, Bonim Atem and Hashem Elekechem, he only told them Mikti Shvachai. Hayid is much greater than Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. He's much higher than Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. Bonim Atem is only Miktsas. Miktsas means less than half. Miktsas. Hayid is a lot greater than Bonim Atem. What says he's a lot greater than Bonim Atem? What does it mean greater than Bonim Atem? Don't know if I ever said it over, say over again. Adover Nifla, Siddhar Sefer, all they shame, from the Zalashit to Rebbe, Chutzai Yom Aleim, Hashem Yik, Domei, very little was left in him, was an Olam God, Admioi, that lived in Kruka, was killed in the Muhammad. He writes in the Sefer, Adover Nifla, The word Bereshis, Chazal teach us, is Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reshis. What are the Nekudot in the word Bereshis? A Shva, a Tzere, and a Chirik. Three Nekudot. What does it mean to us? Nothing. That's why you read it, right? No meaning to it. The Torah, everything has a meaning. When somebody is megalos of the meaning, we become maminim, we're alive in the pasuk in the Torah. A shva is a nekuda above a nekuda. It represents bonim atan Hashem and the keichem. Itzere represents achosi, rayosi. The second darga, say they one next to each other. Of a nishna dosa zayid. Achoisi, rayosi, yoinosi, ta'amosi. Ayid kaviyochol is one with the Ribbei Yisraela. Ayid kaviyochol is miyuchid with the Ribbei Yisraela. The third darga is a chirik. There's only one pintle. You want kaviyoch with the Eibishter, you have a chelik of the kaimimal with yourself. You're carrying around the Nisham Agadosh with yourself. You want kaviyoch with Bereilom. Oh, you look back at Bonne Matan Hashem and the Keichem, only Mikta Shvachem. The Chaka only Mikta Shvachem. Had the Torah with Megalos in the first Pasuk in the Torah. Bereishis Bara Lekim Shvil Yisrael Shalik Bereishis. Does it eat? Who? Guf or the Neshama? You say every day, beginning of davening, achieving those who don't take for bonus, and I'm confident that the Tzadik, the Rabbah said, until the Nech and Omar Hashem is part of davening, there's nothing to do with the bonus. Yid says the following. We just finished
saying Levad and Shoma Torah. So we said already, Eid is the Shoma. What is Abel? What's the new Abel? What's the new Abel? And after that, we said, I have to it. State in Sassanus de Kash. And the Sassanus says, Abel, and after that, we said, I have to it. Our goof is good. Abel, and after that, the goof is kodesh. Your goof is not the same goof as the goy. The chiluk of a yid and a goy is not that I have a neshom and him not. It says, Avol, anachnu amcha b'nei b'risecha. Daiko b'nei b'risecha. We have a brismino. A brischa shekosamto b'sareinu. In the flesh and blood of us we have a bris. We're b'nei b'risecha because our goofim are different. When did our goof become different? Mitzias Mitzrayim. The Rosh doesn't understand that. And after all, the tradition and also our meditation say, the Rosh says, Mo'avay Zadrish Lachem, Ido Lachem De Zadrish. Eating has to do with the Eibishter. The way I eat has to do with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I eat the way I want to eat. I eat what I want to eat. What says Lochem and Zavoido? There's Zavoido in Gashmiz. And the answer is, that's the Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's Yitzis Mitzrayim. Kocha Teichlu, I say. Yitzis Mitzrayim is the Gashmiz of Yitzis Kodesh. The Guf is Kodesh. That's the Yit. That's the mistake that we don't realize. How much our goofim are different than a good. So let's go rank higher.
You say on imamins every day. The 13th on imamin is an imam in Shi'iyah Tchiyas HaMeithim Be'eshe Yala Spitz, the pinnacle of the imam, it's the 13th. The Amunam in Tchiyas HaMeithim.
Second Baruch Ha, I think he will learn Moshe Mechai Meithim Ather Rav, the Shia Mechai Meithim Berach Nam Rabin, Baruch Ha, Moshe Mechai HaMeithim. Oz Yoshi Moshe Bnei Yisrael Tashira Azeith, Mikan, the Tchiyas HaMeithim. Going to Tchiyas HaMeithim, you have to know Tchiyas HaMeithim before Tchiyas HaMeithim. Why do I have to know Tchiyas HaMeithim?
Why do I have to know Tchiyas HaMeithim? What's the most important thing to know Tchiyas HaMeithim? Tire Tzadikim. I'm going to say over a word now, a matana for the Rebbein Shalom. Matonah from Heiligel Hashefer and Bet with all the Fars and I Nish Bishmi. Now the Fars and I, because it'll change the world. Who do we imitate? Who do we imitate in our dress? Who do we imitate the way we go dressed? How we dress? What we dress? We go. All the problems that we have in Yiddishkeit of Tzniyus or a way of dress is all because we're imitating the good. Nobody in the world had a haver minna that a person should imitate an animal. Nobody in the world. Because I'm a person, that's an animal. So nobody in the world will imitate an animal. It's not a threat. There's a nivra for 60, 70, 80 years. That's his whole mitzvah. There's a nivra that was kibashavim for mitzvah. Nitzchi. The Nitzchi is going to imitate the 70-year-old Nivra. You know what Tchis HaMeisim means? Tchis HaMeisim means a Yid is Nitzchi. A Yid is eternal. You say every day in davening Mikayim and Munosa in the Shelei Ofar, the Heilig Goyim said that means that when we go away from this world, all we're going to do is go to sleep. I'm a parish apostle, Kitsu, Veralu, Shoich Meyopor, Hokitsu. Wake up! So who are we? People that are eternal. You're going to imitate a person that when he goes to the pierces from the world, he decays and nothing stays of him. That's who you're imitating. That's our way of life. That's what's going to be the shine for us to show us how to work and what kind of technology to use and what kind of mishkas we should do in our life. How we should enjoy our life. So the chigras to the tzonis in the world. Those are the moon and chigras on Eisen. We came to the Yam. Had the Malach gesagt, Eilu va'eilu. Eilu eiv da eiv da eiv da eiv da eiv da eiv da. There's no Eilu for Eilu. What's the Eilu for Eilu? Who are you comparing here? You're comparing your mitzvah to a yid. You're comparing eternal to something that's passing. That's Tchis HaMeisim, the basic of Yiddishkeit. Those are the Yom Tov and Pesach. Chagamatzis is bigamatria, Mechai Mason. Chagamatzis is bigamatria, Berachmim Rabin. Those are the Yotah from Pesach. Say the back of the word. In Pasha's Boy, we're not called, the Yotah is not called Chagamatzis. Why not? It only says Chag, it doesn't say what Chag. Why doesn't it say be called Chagamatzis already, Pasha's Boy? The Maral says, that there was no Chalamoy in Pesach, only one day. Why? Chalamoy can only be when there's a last day. Because Chalamoy's Kedusha comes from Kedusha Lefana and Kedusha Lachra. So there was only one day of Pesach. Chagamatzah is without a moon and Tchayis HaMeisim is Nishkan Yom Tov. Only after that we got the Mimun and Tchis HaMeisim Shvi Shal Pesach, I gevorn the Yom Tov HaChag HaMatzis. Because that's what Pesach is. The Mimun will eat, the Mimun of what we are, till the degree that I am Mamin, as ich bin Amitzchi, but it's the left of standing and I have the shoulder that's part of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And then I realized that's going to kind of go. Then I realized that I have no shaykhs to the world. Then I realized that I have a Yad Rama, that I'm elevated from the world. Those are the Yom Tov from Pesach. That's the key for success in today's world. The key for success in today's world is that I have nothing to do with the goy. The goy is nothing. The goy is not going to show me. The goy is not going to teach me. The goy is not going to do anything for me. Because he has nothing to show me, because he's a different nigra. He's not part of me. You know where it says? It says in Sefer Kuzri. In Kuzri state, everybody knows the world has four chalakim. The Kuzri told, the Yudah Levi told the Melech Kuzri, the world is separated into five parts. The fifth part of the Yid. He's not part of the Medaber, he's a separate name, he's a separate category for itself. Let's end with a verse that I heard from my father, Chaim Avraham, the Shemdu Nitziv. You take a Tzemeach and you pull it out of the earth, it doesn't become a daimen. It shrivels. When you take a Chai and it dies, it doesn't become a Tzemeach, it doesn't become like a Tzemeach, it's Masriach. And the Adam is a lot worse. There is no way in the world that a Yid becomes a Yid that it becomes a Medaber. And a very Amensh. It becomes lower than everything in the world. Every Ism in the world, every Shmutz in the world, every cult in the world was created by a Yid that became a Yid. Because he's the Machrib of the Bria, because it's Kamensh nicht. There's no material of being Ois Yid and being a mensch. If you're Ois Yid, you're Ois mensch, because that's a separate category. If you lose your category, you don't have a material. Thus is Yom Tov Pesach, to realize who we are and what we are and how heilig we are and how kodesh we are and how chubur we are to the heilig of Hashem. And that's our yitzia from the world. That's our elevation from the world. With that, we'll be zeichet to the gula asid of the mehe.